So this is, we'll call it part two of this article. So here we go.
Okay, so picking up this last paragraph, we did a bit of it, but we'll just start again. Starting in 2012, Diwali explored these various attributes and discovered to his surprise that certain types of Bose-Einstein condensates share their essential properties with black holes. To act like a black hole, the condensate must linger at a transition point, its so-called quantum critical point, where extended fluctuations span through the fluid just before the quantum behavior collapses. Such a quantum critical condensate...
Hold on. It doesn't dissipate. It does not collapse. It just becomes out of your sighted view.
Okay. Such a quantum critical condensate. So that means they call it transition point, and the condensate's lingering. That's not what's happening. Yeah. It's not
right.
Lingering.
But the transmission point is just out of their sight, but it's not gone.
Right. Okay. Such a quantum critical condensate, Diwali calculated, has the same entropy, scrambling capacity, and release time as a black hole. It is just the right quantum hair. And he says, somebody can say this is a coincidence, but I consider extremely strong evidence, mathematical evidence that is, that black holes genuinely are Bose-Einstein condensates. He says, are you saying that? I don't think you're saying that.
No, we're not saying that.
Yeah. Now, is he creating something in the lab that he's then... like a black hole?
No, he's doing math. He's doing ciphering. He's ciphering his way to an obligation. That's what you'd say. He's ciphering his way to an obligation. He's trying to object to an opposable position. It's very LaRouchean, isn't it?
Right, and he's doing this because the computer graphics can do it. He's working with his computers, right?
Because his thinking says he thinks. So the thinking thinks. They make code because they thought they could think, and then they think they could thought, and then they thought they thought, and then they think thought. Then the machine takes over, and they're not thinking, or they're not thinking. What were you thinking? I wasn't thinking. I wasn't thinking. You can't accuse me of objective thought. It's in the thinking man's game. And then they come back, and then the only thing they believe or know or have or be or do is what the looky box says it is. Do you realize what a transcendental, metaphorical blip all this really is? That no one believes anything unless it's in the Wikipedia? We've told you and told you and told you about that Wikipedia. Now we just play with it and make it to our best advantage. We make it say whatever we need it to say. Isn't it wonderful?
Okay, so then... So then the journalist says, linking black holes with a form of matter that can be created in the lab means that some aspects of the Diwali's idea can be explored experimentally. Immanuel Bloch, professor of physics at the Max Planck Institute in Munich, has first-hand experience with Bose-Einstein condensates. He condenses atoms in, quote, crystals of light, optical lattices created by intersecting multiple laser beams, and then takes snapshots of the condensate using a technique called fluorescence imaging. The resulting pictures beautifully reveal the atoms' correlated quantum behavior. So he has some new technology, and he's seeing something. What is he actually seeing, since it's not what they think they're seeing?
Past pluperfect tenses of realities at the molecular level. It's an electron microscope that plays in retro.
Right, so the crystals of light, we're made of salt.
Our history.
Is something...
They're history. That's history. They're showing history. No. They are representing, showing, demonstrating what history looked like from a past participle.
Right, but that's our history in the light part of we're made up of salt and light. He's looking at the light.
You still say that there is a light speed, so that's still including time. So that's why it doesn't work.
Right.
Because it's the past tense version of the reality.
So if he's looking at the history of molecular development, that's time. So what is he actually seeing, or is he just creating it through his computers and he thinks it's saying some accuracy? Is it just pure illusion?
He's promoting the Black Death.
The Black Death, that would be the plagues. that happen in the world. He's promoting that because of it's a backwards approach, which creates little man and great suffering. Is that what you mean by Black Death? Ion.
No.
So, he's promoting the Black Death. So you have a new meaning for that, for Black Death, that phrase.
Well, yes, but not what you said, not new. It's what we said, not what you said.
Right. Do you mean by Black Death something to do with black holes?
No. We mean the Black Death, what you call a period of time when everybody bit it over some silly disease.
And he's promoting that.
That's what he's trying to prove.
Okay. All right. So,
the only way to take residual light and bring it into a focused conundrum that shows the present, past, pluperfect tense of realities that surround a capacity that's inclusive of realities that are not embraced, or sometimes that are even embraceable, is trying to emulate, copy, mock, or be the representation of the Black Death, which is exactly the same thing that happened then.
The Black Death plague has something to do with black holes?
No, neither does what he's doing have anything to do with black holes.
But it does have something to do with the Black Death in terms of human creation reality.
It does. It's about that. And then what you arrive, okay, we're going to drive. We're going to go to the store. Okay, which way is the store? Okay, no. That's the store that runs off the careens off the edge and you end up in the bottom of the ocean. Oh, no, we went there. Yes, that won't happen. Everything. So now we're going to make a model. Well, we'll make a model. And you still run off the same ravine into the same cliff into the same bottom of the same ocean. So that's the Black Death. Okay. No. We got a new laser. The laser says that we're going to do this way and that way and blah, 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 blah. And you still end off the same damn ravine, off the same damn cliff, in the same damn ocean. So that's what he's showing here. He's just proving that there's an ocean. He's proving that he's going off the ravine. And he's proving that it's going to go very badly for the ones who don't ascend, to coin that phrase.
Okay. All right, so where was I?
We took the long way home, but we actually got you there, Bob, because you've got to come to some laudable expectation of creation, a laudable expectation of creation. So you have this goober. He runs in making this thingy thing. The thingy thing's supposed to prove something. He don't know what it does. They don't know what it does. He's not even sure if he's right about what he's right about. Then he brings that into some kind of vicissitude that says, oh, well, this is what that is. And there it goes. It proves that we're on the right road. And that's the one that goes off the cliff, down the ring, in the bottom of the ocean. If your goal is to get to the bottom of the ocean, you see. But that is sort of the point, and that's what they're trying to use to prove the position. Look at the words. Well, carry on. It'll only get deeper from here. But it's fun.
All right.
If you like it.
All right. So just to make sure we set any line, I think.
Right up there. It's like a stick in the eye.
Yeah, I'm going to say he condenses atoms in crystals of light. Immanuel Bloch condenses atoms and crystals of light, optical lattices created by intersecting multiple laser beams, and then takes snapshots of the condensate using a technique called fluorescence imaging. The resulting pictures beautifully reveal the atoms' correlated quantum behavior. So I think we may have read that before. Now, Immanuel Bloch finds Duvalli's idea, which originated in a field entirely different from his, intriguing. Quote, says Bloch, I am pretty excited about Duvalli's proposal. I think that's something really new, Bloch says. People have seen collapse dynamics with interacting condensates, but nobody has so far investigated the quantum critical point and what happens there. Now, we know this is all ridiculous, but I'm just going to read it. You don't have to comment on it unless there is something you should comment. In the Bose-Einstein condensate, you have macroscopic quantum waves, and this means in the quantum numbers you have a lot of fluctuations. This is why the Bose-Einstein condensate normally looks like a Swiss cheese, he continues. but by applying a magnetic field, Bloch can change the strength by which the atoms interact, thereby coaxing them into an orderly lattice. Quote, now you make the atoms strongly interacting, then you go to the very orderly Mott state, which you were quoting. That's M-O-T-T state. This is a great state for quantum computing because you have this regular array, and you can address the atoms with lasers and rotate them around and change the spin to encode and process information. So there he is playing with his new tool, which you were saying, and he's saying, this later says we can do this, right? So he's hypnotized by his new tool.
Precisely. Well, by what his new tool is showing him that he's tooling. You're amazed that when you turn the screwdriver, it turns the screw, and you don't know how to handle it. That's the most amazing thing ever. The screwdriver turns the screw. Oh, my God, it's the secret to life. We're going to have the Black Death. It's a screwdriver. This screw is screw. This is screw in a screwdriver that's never been screwed. Do you realize this thing will turn screws? Phillips heads, straight heads, heads. All of them. It'll screw them. It's a screwing screwer. This thing, this is going to change. They're going to invent. It's going to change fucking all over the world. It's all about now. It's all about. Wait for it. The screwdriver. Well, how in the world could we live one more minute without knowing that? It's the point.
Yeah, then he said, this will show that Bob Dobbs and I are, they're fucked up.
How amazing of him to be so high-minded.
Right. According to DeValley, black hole physics reveals a better way to store information in the Bose-Einstein condensate by using different quantum states. Now, what would you take that? Correct that statement. Rewrite it. You know, he's saying black hole physics reveals a better way to store information in a Bose-Einstein condensate by using different quantum states.
He doesn't know how to. He doesn't know how. That is a false statement. It doesn't apply at all. It doesn't work because what he's saying that the screwdriver proves that there's a screw, and it does not.
Right.
If you look at what he's saying, he's saying that his Bose Higgs nibbly dibbler dobbler dobs is why this works. No, that's what he used to prove that it even was. And now the very thing he's used to prove that it was, he's trying to say, because this is, now therefore there are Phillips head screws, because we have a screwdriver. Otherwise, how would we ever have a screwdriver if we didn't have Phillips head screws, right?
Okay, so then he's working that out conceptually and backwardsly. Meanwhile, we've got one of those automatic screwdriver drills that go and puts the screw right in. We don't even have to turn it.
Well, you certainly don't have to prove that there are screws by using a screwdriver. That's the point. That's what he's using his theory to prove that there is a point. See, he's using the theory to prove that there is a point.
Right. And I see that McLuhan was saying that physics came up with theories depending on the new electron microscopes they discovered.
To validate their validation, because otherwise there's nothing to validate. They make the Hubble telescope, but if it never saw anything, they'd say it's a failure. Well, no, it might have been the most wonderful thing ever. They don't know. They can't. All they go by is what they think. There's a look. They just what they think they know. And some of that's just crap on the lens. Not even that.
And so most of what I'm going to read is subject to that criticism, the rest of the article.
Yes. But we're not warring it. We're just saying that's where it fell off.
Yeah. Okay,
that was the falling down, the fall.
Right, so he says, I think I read this. I'll just do it again. According to DeValley, black hole physics reveals a better way to store information than Bose-Einstein condensate by using different quantum states. Yeah, we read that. Black holes are the simplest, most compact, most efficient information storage devices that physicists know of. Now, what
know of. Yeah, that's right.
Right. Using the black hole's coding protocol, therefore, should be the best possible method to store information in condensate-based quantum computers. Not true. Creating a black hole mimic condensate in the lab seems doable to Bloch. Quote, in a black hole, the interaction strength adjusts itself. We can simulate something like that by tuning the interaction strength to where the condensate is just about to collapse. The fluctuations become bigger and bigger and bigger as you get closer to the quantum critical point. And that could simulate such a system. Go ahead.
Do you see? He's taking, saying, we're going to get a bigger screwdriver, and we're going to get the screwdriver closer to where the reality is. And in that reality, screwdriver screws. And this is why the screw-in screws on the screwdriver, because without it, it's what it is. And we're going to use that to prove the point.
And that could simulate such a system.
Because I used to have a thought, therefore I must have a brain.
One could study all the quantum fluctuations in non-equilibrium situations. All that is now possible by observing these condensates in situ with high spatial resolution. Celebrating his tool. All right.
We have high-def screwdrivers. We have high-def screwdrivers with big magnifying glasses on them to prove that there are screws. Listen to what he's actually, if you look at what he's actually saying, that's exactly what he's saying.
Yeah. Right. Just because realizing DeValley's idea is possible does not necessarily mean it is practical, however. Quote, it's competing with a lot of other stuff out on the market. Right now, I have more skepticism than faith.
Competition.
Says Block. He also points out that efficient information storage is nice, but for quantum computers, information capacity is presently not the problem. The biggest challenge, he says, is finding a way to individually manipulate the quantum states that DeValley has identified. Data processing rather than data storage. There are other practical hurdles as well. Quote, there are so many things we don't know, like noise. Is it resistant to noise? We don't know, Block notes. For me, the much more interesting aspect is the connection to gravitational physics, unquote. And here the implications go well beyond information storage. Now, I remember you saying, Ian, that regular science or some part of big science will continue to be funding, and they'll be fucking around with this stuff for another 1,000 years. Making very tiny progress.
Trying to make their point, to make their point of a point. And if they keep going, they'll perfect Stonehenge's absolution.
Absolution meaning verification?
Completeness.
Validation of Stonehenge? That absolution or?
Yeah, to prove that there is no Stonehenge, basically.
Okay, so that's why we have to. They wouldn't give us a dime a day until we can talk their language, like you sent that article on the qubits. We need to be able to say a little bit their diluted language, right?
Well, that's all they speak. So it's like angel speak. If you can't speak angel, then you got to know what you're doing. You see? So it sometimes helps to get the attention of the attenders.
Okay, so then,
and they will. The great attender. Da, 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 da. The great attender. Did you get that, Bob?
So, even though when we apply our cold play around in various parts of the world, when it's being used, there will still be minds objecting to it and saying it's a snake oil or something, right? There's still the minds objecting.
No, they'll say it's causing a global carbon problem. They'll say that it made cows lay upside down, or they'll try to prove that a black cow can eat green grass and drink clear water and give chocolate milk. No, it doesn't give chocolate milk. It gives white milk. No, it's chocolate milk. We have the Bogston, Hickston, Niggler, Dobler, Digger, Dobbs that we can say that the Digger, Dobbs is this. And because we have a screwdriver, only black cows that eat green grass and drink clear water give off chocolate milk. That's clear to be proven at every vicissitude that can be placed it on this position that we know so far. Then who are you? You don't even speak flag to figure out what flag means. Until you speak flag, you don't speak to us. You're not even qualified to be in our conversation. So thank you for not being included in this position, juxtaposable with your conundrum.
So will this create a new Berlin Wall between those that adopt Iandom's products and technologies?
We're not warring it. We like that wall. That wall doesn't bother us. It's okay with us. We get how this plays out, Bob. It doesn't offend us.
And so there might be a few skirmishes, a little ISIS blowing things up in this wall situation, or it won't come to that kind of violence?
Might as well. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, yes. All right. Okay.
But, I mean, you look at it now, and you can't really believe what's happening now. And the only reason you could even embrace it, and it kind of gives you a little chuckle, when we say crap, the next thing you know, it is like, oh, my gosh, there it is. And then, oh, my gosh, there it is. And we try not to be so type specific so that you can maintain some level of culpable deniability, because you'll get up on the thing and say, Liza Minnelli's fourth husband's got fixing to bite the bullet. But we did that whole Liza Minnelli thing not long ago with the skunk, the rat, and the rabbit hair, and there it goes. So we have to keep you separate as best we can. Separate,
hey,
but equal,
Bob. Separate,
separate but equal,
them
Bob.
Or me? Keep
you,
who, Bob,
keep
separate
you,
or them?
You.
Yeah,
we have
me,
to keep you,
me.
Bob. You, Bob. You, separate but equal, Bob.
Well, we had a great time yesterday without Carolyn being here. We got a lot done in areas that Carolyn's not really interested in, though she's curious and might become interested later. So they say in the next paragraph, the valleys is not the only recent research suggesting a connection between gravity and condensed matter physics, a trend that has opened whole new realms to experimental investigation. In the tradition of Einstein, physicists generally think of curved space-time as the arena for matter and its interactions. But now several independent lines of research suggest that space-time might not be as insubstantial as we thought. Gravity seems to emerge for non-gravitational.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wait. There you go. Now they're saying maybe there isn't any time, basically.
Right. But now several independent lines of research suggest that space-time might not be as insubstantial as we thought. Gravity, it seems, can emerge from non-gravitational physics. Okay,
oh, my God, then time won't have to be anymore if time isn't based on a substantive quantitative counting of time. If there's no clock, if there's no tick-tock, then the time doesn't time. And so, therefore, they're arguing because they can't prove there is time. The hypotheses will not preclude that there is such a thing as time, so they may have to let time space go.
Right, so the rest of the article is about that. I think we wanted to go into some other matters. Is it worth doing this? You're going to criticize. Is it worth reading through these articles later, maybe the next session, the rest of the article? Or were you just going to, have you just summed up your objection right now? I want to stop doing the article. I want to move on to the topic.
We're giving you, you certainly may. But you can begin or beget, but it's not just to banter against something. If they come up with something good, we'll agree with it. But we already know how this particular one went. And there are other few more points that might be collective when they start actually talking about carbon. It can affect a little bit. We don't quite war that. They're still not right, but they are better than they were.
All right, so we will do that in the next session.